Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman?" Lent is a season of introspection and encounter, where God invites us to reflect on what we see in this world, in what we see of one another, in what we see of ourselves, and what we see of God. And as is common with Jesus, the ways that Jesus chooses to reveal the nature of God often happens in the daily encounters and stories that cause us to rethink how we see. Today, we have met a woman, and we purposely have shared the majority of our time in preaching, allowing you to meet the woman yourself, to consider what you see, what God sees, and what the people of the time may have seen when they met her. And instead of having me neatly dissect it for you, I invite you to spend the week not only reflecting on the dramatic presentation that Krista shared, but also going back to your Bible and reading it and encountering it again for yourself. And as you do, invite you also, like Luke, to not only see the woman, but to also see the other people in the story, both Simon the Pharisee and the woman. And give God a little bit of space to nudge and change and reorient what you see, what you perceive, not only of them, but also of Jesus. And as you reflect on these scriptures, I invite you, especially as you look at Jesus, to spend time reflecting on how his work, especially in that story, but throughout the gospel according to Luke, bears witness to the very nature of God. Last week, when we began our series on Luke, I mentioned that Luke grounds himself in the Hebrew tradition of understanding the nature of God as gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And that the importance for us is to read the whole story to get the full understanding of those pieces. And today, I invite you to stop and to think specifically about this interaction, about the nature of forgiveness and mercy, and how that reflects the character of God. And something I encourage you to reflect on is especially that point in the story where we are told that the woman is shown great love by God, and that great love then radiates out of her. Not to give away the end of the story, but it's definitely a key piece of our encounter with God, that when we see Christ, we see the nature of love eternal, and that it is not kept to God alone, that when our hearts are open, God chooses to share that with us. And there's another little piece I want you to reflect on this week with the story, in the understanding of forgiveness. And it's actually the final two verses of the story, which have not been read yet. It says in Luke, after Jesus says to her, "Your sins are forgiven," the other table guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this person that even forgives sins?" And Jesus says to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Go in peace. It's important for us to remember that when Jesus says, go in peace, it doesn't mean go freed from stress or go your life will never have any more challenges ever again. You will be eternally blissful. Jesus is referring to a Jewish understanding of peace, which is in the Hebrew known as shalom, which means wholeness, which means that there has been a realignment so that one is not only just reconnected with God, but remade in the image of God within them and able to reconnect with the world. When Jesus calls us to go in peace, there is this urging to show the great love we have received and to bless the world so that the world may experience that love as well. This is the gift. This is the calling, that when Jesus shows us mercy, we go and do likewise. Amen.